Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could get your letter and we could be reading it live on the air. Did I almost say, and we'd be reading it? And we will read it live on the air, just like we're going to read this one, okay?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, somebody has a secret admirer. Dear Stephen Shirley, I really need your advice for this issue I'm having. I have fallen for someone that I've never met in person. I have heard him speak almost every day, and I'm not sure if he is single, but I would love to meet him in person. I am single and ready to mingle with him if he is available. This guy makes my toes curl when I hear his voice, and the icing on the cake is that he is very funny and quite handsome. I have been single and abstinent for 5 years by choice. I have been focusing on my daughters, and I'm writing a book about my family, and it will be coming out soon. I actually met a guy at Essence Fest 1 year when you guys were in New Orleans doing a radio show, and I liked him a lot, but he got married on me. I kept hoping you guys come back. What?
Go ahead.
I kept hoping you guys come back to the Essence Fest so I can talk to you in person about my new crush. I live on the West Bank, so I'm not far from downtown. It would be a great time to talk to you about my crush, and maybe you, Shirley, or Steve could introduce me to my crush. Wow. I'm not sure if you figured it out or not, but Junior is my crush. I don't want to remain silent and let Junior slip away from me, too. So I'm writing you to find out if Junior is single.
Hell, girl.
And if he plans to be in New Orleans anytime soon.
We'll get him down there next week.
If he's got a girl and not interested, then can you please tell me the best way to meet a good man like him?
Wait a minute.
I like the way he handles his business. And he seems like... I like the way he handles his business, and he seems like a good family man. Or is this a totally crazy way to meet a man? Do I need to change my approach? Please help. Aw, this is so sweet.
This
is so sweet. I love this.
And it's a hot climate too, Junior.
Yeah, and yes, Junior is all the things you said in the letter. He's a kind person. He's single. He's got a great job. Junior works out. He's single. He's very funny. You're right about that. He's fun to be around. When we hang out, he's fun. He's the life of the party.
Did you just write notes on me?
And did I mention, yes, he's single? And you asked if he was available. Yes, he's available. Yes. He told me he frequents New Orleans because I asked him. Didn't I ask you, Junior?
You did, but I didn't know it was about the letter.
And he said he likes New Orleans, the West Bank in particular. So this could work out, you guys. I'm so excited right now.
We need a picture first.
Yes, I know. We got to find out these things.
We ain't talking about that like that. I'm sorry, Carla. We need a damn picture.
This is, to answer your question, this is a very good way to meet people. Yes, it is. I can give you Junior's number, his availability.
What?
I know his schedule.
Go, Shirley.
Yeah, and by the
You're
way,
not giving her a damn.
By the way, he is a good man.
Can you come to my rescue?
I got this.
Junior is a good man. He's a very good man. He loves his family. He's a good family man. I love the way he handles his business. He will handle it. And this is just wonderful. I'm so excited. Oh, what? Junior, yeah, Steve.
Shirley, you was over there writing notes.
Yes.
Mm. All right, listen to me.
Junior's my
now,
friend.
Now, we're going to read this like as we go in order, like we don't know this, Junior.
Okay, thank you.
I need your advice for the issue I'm having. I've fallen for someone that I have never met in person. Okay. How you done fell for somebody you ain't even met yet? I've heard him speak almost every day.
Aww.
I'm not sure if he's single, but I would love to meet him. I'm single and ready to mingle. This guy makes my toes curl when I hear his voice.
Sure.
What?
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
What?
I love this.
His voice makes your toes curl.
Yes.
What?
Hey, everybody.
What the hell?
I'm shocked, too.
I'm shocked, too.
Junior, she said
and your toes curl.
I'm shocked, too.
What is your toes curling with his voice? And the icing on the cake is he's very funny and quite handsome.
All of the above.
So she's seen him.
It's not track. For you.
I'm just talking to the lady, Shirley. But obviously you have. You've been single and abstinent for 5 years. Now that's another problem. What we ain't finna do is go in here and wrestle now. And if I'm going in here and, you know, trying to, you know, pry open the tuna can. We need a can with a key on it.
Like
we
spam?
Need a spam yeah. can with the key on it.
Yeah.
Now, I've been focusing on my daughters, and I've written a book about your family to be coming out soon. Don't nobody know your family. This crazy person. I actually met a guy at Essence 1 year while you was in New Orleans doing the radio show, and I liked him a lot, but he got married on me.
Who is that?
That's just some dude. Probably might have been Tommy.
I think
it's Tommy.
Yeah,
I kept asking you guys come back to the Essence so I can talk to you in person about this crush. I live on the West Bank, so I ain't far from downtown. Be a great time to talk to you about my crush, maybe Shirley, you or Steve. Steve not going to talk to you about Junior.
I'm your girl.
Because Junior like little nephew, and I have to watch over him.
He's my brother. I love
could
him.
Could you introduce me to my crush? We could, but like Tommy said, we're going to need some evidence of who you are.
All right, listen, Steve, hang
you ain't
on.
You're catfishing nobody on this show.
Hang on, Steve, for part two. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, someone has a secret admirer. Woo-hoo! We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry
Letter.
Well,
the recap is simple, Shirley. Someone... This girl got a crush on Junior.
Yeah. So
she
sweet.
Said some things in this letter that this guy makes my toes curl when I hear his voice. Junior?
Huh?
Right there.
That right voice there? Right there?
Yeah.
That's what's doing it.
They under her heel right now?
Junior.
Boy,
oh, my God.
I'm single and ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
I've been focused on my daughters, and I'm writing a book about my family, and it'll be coming out soon. And you live on the West Bank. You ain't far from downtown. It'd be great to talk to you about my crush, and maybe you, Shirley, or Steve,
yes.
could introduce mm-hmm. me to my crush. I'm not sure if you figured it out or not, but my crush is Junior. And when you got to this line right here, my mouth fell open.
What?
Because I keep going back to just sound of his voice just make my toes curl. And then I heard it's Junior, and then I threw the whole damn letter off. So I'm writing you to find out if Junior's single. Yes, Junior is single. If he plans to be in New Orleans anytime soon. Are you going to be in New Orleans this year, Junior?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I'm be down there.
Now, I like the way he handles his business, and he seems like a good family man. Or is this a total crazy way? It's not a crazy way. But Tommy going to give you some information. We need a picture.
Yeah, it's Tommy's T-O-M-M.
We need a full body picture, too.
Oh, yeah, full body. Front and back and
all
side.
This from your chin and up. We don't need that.
Because she's not catfishing anyone
Zoomed
on this
in
show.
Real close. You ain't catfishing nobody on this show.
And a baby picture.
And a baby picture.
Baby picture, why?
Because we need to see what you grew into.
And I need a time code. I need your passport. Because at least we'll know that's at least 10 years.
Yeah. Tommy's Tips 2003@yahoo.com. TOMMYSTIPS. TIPS 2003@yahoo.com. Tommy's Tips 2003. Send us your picture.
You
baby.
Still got that damn website.
Boy, there's some stuff on there.
And what celebrity would you most likely look like? We need to know that too. Send that in with the picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Carter.
Steve.
Hey, judging from the letter, could you give me a profile? What type of person we dealing with?
Yeah. Ask me a series of questions and I'll answer it according. Shirley, just ask me any questions you want to know and I'm going to give you the answers to help you understand who you're dealing with.
Okay, so she's heard the radio show. She wants us to come down and do the radio show again. She lives close to downtown. She lives in the West Bank. What does that mean?
Well, she hard. No, you can't come up out of it. Don't be hard now.
Well, Tasha is from the West Bank, my husband.
Yeah. West Bank. You got to have it together. What else?
Okay.
Any kind.
Is it a good thing that she's been concentrating on her daughters?
That's a very, very good thing. Okay. That's also a distraction. I mean, ain't nothing been happening.
Yeah. What about the fact that she's been abstinent for a while, celibate?
That's scary. 5 years.
And why is that scary, Steve?
Well, I need, I ain't nobody.
Shut up.
Come on, huh?
Now, is you absent by choice or just ain't nobody saying nothing?
Are you just absent? I'm getting ready to leave.
Come on, huh?
Or it's when you in the room, don't nobody see you. You appear to be absent. Go ahead, next question.
Does it appear to you, is this a red flag if at first it seems like she wanted Tommy and now that he's taken, she changed to Junior? Is that an area of concern, a red flag?
Well, the frightening thing is I'm the only one left.
I think she wanted you before me.
I think so too, Tommy.
No,
I think so
too. Ain't no need to want me. I'm unwantable.
Unwantable?
Yeah.
Making up.
I ain't even wantable.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened all of a sudden that now she's single and ready to mingle?
Well, it's been 5 years, and, after a while, you got to look at yourself and go, I need to do something.
So write a strawberry letter?
Yeah, I need to do something.
And what's the problem with the line? I know what the problem, I think I know, that he makes her toes curl when she hears his voice.
Junior has a lot of toe curling moments in his life. So,
You'll see that
but
on
if
the
y'all
picture.
Go skiing, his damn toes are curled up too because he's going to be too cold.
Oh, I like how you went through the back door now.
See how I like that?
Yeah.
Came around. So it's just y'all be sitting up there and both y'all toes be curled up.
Well, don't you think it's cool that that she thinks he's very funny and quite handsome?
That's he is nice. Very, very funny. Now, Junior not nice. Handsome.
Yeah.
Junior's not handsome. Junior, you're not handsome.
Well, I know I'm not handsome, but am
Junior,
I?
Junior, don't take that.
I'm
bait.
Okay.
Be,
I'm okay looking.
Yeah, you're hurt.
I'm not even sure him. About that. I'm not even really sure about
he
that.
Said
yeah,
she
I'm
thinks you're
really
quite
sure.
handsome, though, Junior.
She saw him. She was in the back of the room. We was at Essence.
We had no straight look.
Yeah, she was way was in the back.
It was past.
Yeah, 38 rows back. You squinting.
Well, does this speak to her mental? I've fallen for someone that I've never met in person.
This is flat out June bug crazy person.
Well, I like the fact, and what do you think, Steve, that if he's got a girl and not interested, tell her the best way to meet a man. She's moving on.
No, she all right.
She ain't got no time. No,
Junior's available, but we need a picture. Tell him the website to send it to Tommy.
Tommy's Tips 2003@yahoo.com. Tommy's Tips 2003@yahoo.com. We're going to get to the bottom of this today.
All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.